Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Packers POV. I'm your host, Taylor Rogers, and on this episode, I get to talk with Rashawn Gary, who's made a huge impact this season. I want to let our listeners know that we recorded our interview just 48 hours before Rashawn was injured in Week 9. Rashawn, wishing you the very best in your recovery. I'm eager for you to get to know him a little bit better, so let's get to it. Today's guest was the number one prospect in the nation coming out of high school, earning academic All-Big Ten honors twice at the University of Michigan on his way to becoming a first-round pick in 2019. Introducing Green Bay Packers linebacker Rashawn Abdul-Gary. How's it going, Rashawn?
It's going good, Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've been excited to speak to you, and thanks for taking time right on the back of a practice.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm happy for the opportunity.
Did you get a chance to have anything to eat or drink right after practice wrapped?
Just some water and some cranberry juice to help my recovery.
Okay, so a little bit of liquids, that's all you do?
Yeah, until I get home and have one big solid meal, probably a couple snacks in between.
What's that going to be?
Probably salmon, rice, spinach, I'm thinking for tonight. I don't like cooking, but I'm going to cook tonight, so I think it's going to be that. Snack-wise, I like almonds, cashews, and some oranges, so a little mixture of that tonight.
And I've heard that you have 10 pieces of bacon on a game day.
Yeah, in the morning, I try to keep it nice and light with a cup of fruit, depending on strawberries, blueberries, pineapples, between 8 of those 3 on a game day.
And what's your game day look like?
So I wake up, go downstairs, get some breakfast, and that would be my 10 pieces of bacon, cup of fruit, depending on which fruit I pick. Then after that, I have some time to watch some film, call my mom, call my sister. I'm able to contact with those people. My nephews, talk to them, talk to my girlfriend, just to make sure everybody's cool, collective, say my prayer with my mom and sister, and is out the door. And I'm here to hot tub, sauna if I need to feel a little bit more loose, to watching a little bit more film and playing a lot of music, getting ready for the game.
And you mentioned your girlfriend. Where did you guys meet?
We met, man, in Plano, Texas, I met her on a nice little stroll.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Her name's Chastity.
And where does she live now?
Plano, Texas.
So you guys are doing the long distance thing?
Yeah, right now while we're in season, she's able to come up whenever she's able to. And, you know, whenever I have time to get out of town, I'm able to go back to see her.
That's a beautiful thing. So when did you guys actually meet?
It's going on, I want to say, 3 years. If you hear this interview, if I'm wrong, don't get me, you know, don't be mad at me, but, you know, going on 3 years.
Sounds like a pretty serious relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my best friend, my companion, and, you know, we just building day by day.
What do you guys have in common?
Everything. You know, birthday's the same month. We love going on nature walks. We love cracking jokes. We love trying different foods. So, you know, nice little friend.
And so you guys both have December birthdays coming up. How are you going to celebrate?
We're going to find a way, hopefully, you know, get it to a game or, you know, maybe meet up during our bye week. But, you know, I'm going to get back to my loved ones soon.
One of your main loved ones, and maybe the main one, is your mom. You guys have a very special relationship.
Absolutely. My mom's my everything. I've been saying this since high school, college, my right, my left hand, my right, my left foot. That's my person.
There's actually an audio clip of your mom filling in as the PA announcer at your school, Paramus Catholic, back in New Jersey, and it sounds like you might have been the only player on the field.
Yeah, I know the clip that you're talking about. it was cool at the time. You know, looking back at it, you know, it was cool, fun, and that's what you want, you know, as a player, and have your, you know, your parents in the stands and participating at the game. You know, that's the feelings and emotion that you want your parents to have. You know, them seeing, you know, your hard work and your dedication to what you love to do, you know, come true on the football field. So, you know, so happened that day they was down an announcer, and my mom and sister went up to the booth, and my mom took over the mic, and so happened we was on defense, and number three, that was me, came in and made a play, and it surprised me because I didn't even know that she took it over. So I'm hearing my mom voice over the intercom. I'm like, I look up, and she over there making a big smile, and it just made me a lock in to play even harder so I could keep hearing my name.
She called that one well as a play-by-play announcer, right on the back of a forced fumble.
Yeah, maybe she might have jumped the snap count when she seen I was getting close to the quarterback. You know, she started a little bit too early, but I'm happy the play ended up turning out how it turned out.
Maybe she's got a little bit of that Tony Romo prediction capability.
Might. I need my mom to keep bringing it.
And your sister, who you've also mentioned, is 10 years older,
mm-hmm.
but you guys also have a really close bond.
Oh, yeah. What I got on my arm, I got my sister's keeper, got my mom face on me, my sister face. Like, those are my motivations. They're a reason why I play this game, you know, just to give them everything, you know, they want in life and what I want for them. So, you know, they part of my motivation, and my sister's my best friend. I could come to her, it don't matter what moment. If I'm down, out, if I need guidance, she's always there for me. And that age gap, that 10 years is, you know, I feel like it was crucial, because as she's growing up and going through what she's going through, I'm right behind her, and she's able to take me through, you know, things that she went through, and, you know, telling me to, oh, don't do this, take this way, you know. So, you know, it's always good having that older sibling, you know, to give you guidance, and that's what my sister was for me.
And your two nephews are also a big part of your why.
Yeah, absolutely. My whole family, Amari and Sha, I love y'all dearly, and yeah, man, Amari, a senior in high school, it's crazy. Sha is 7 years old, smart. man, teachers loving them. So, yeah, my family's my everything, especially those boys. And, you know, when they turn on the TV, or, you know, when I'm home and I'm able to spend time with them, it's a lot. You know, it means a lot to them. I'm trying, you know, show them I'm the role model. This is what a man's look like, and this is how you take care of your family. So, you know, if I'm home with them, I'm giving that example. And if I'm away, you know, I try my hardest to, you know, if they see a clip like this, if they hear this interview, just know, you know, my mind is locked in, I'm dedicated, and, you know, my why is always, you know, you guys, and I appreciate you guys and love you.
Are either of them playing football?
I'm trying to get my little one too, Shy. He's dabbling in a different couple of sports. We got basketball, soccer, he did flag football. So, you know, we got him doing something. So I just want to, you know, have him find his sport and have him find what he likes. Because when, you know, you gravitate to a sport that you like, you're going to do everything for it.
It sounds like there's some following in your footsteps. You were a basketball player as well, in addition to being a football player. But more than anything, you were a student.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing about that, I wasn't always a good student. My mom instilled that into me. And that started coming from, you know, my love for the game. And okay, you love football, you got to do good in school. And that's when two and two clicked together, and that helped me, you know, with the recruiting and going on in life, and actually, you know, just, you know, life lessons. But my mom instilled that into me, is you can't have nothing less than a C. And it got to the point where, you know, I was getting A's and B's, and she was like, all right, you need to have majority A's. You only allow, you know, two B's on your report card. And my mom saying that and me doing it, you know, I wasn't really understanding it. You know, I was like, okay, that's cool, I'm making my mom happy, but I was actually helping as a man. And as I went to Michigan and I had to take on them courses by myself and with a tutor, and I really had to put in that work that my mom made me do from middle school, elementary, all the way up until, you know, now. So I'm appreciative.
Your mom went above and beyond during that entire process. I read that she actually found a martial arts instructor so that you can work on your pass rush moves.
It was a lot of grinding, me and my mom. It's crazy. She could do a better explanation of and explaining than I can do. But once we found out this is what I like to do, and we found out where football could take us and how many doors football could open, I was all in. It wasn't no turning back or anything. And my dream and goals was to become a professional football player. And I told her that, and she kept me to it. It didn't matter if I was tired. If a workout was scheduled, you got to go work out. And that, you know, teach you dedication. You're not going to always want to do things, you know, when you're supposed to, but you have to. So, you know, my mom's my everything. And throughout my whole process of, you know, me still becoming a man and, you know, my football journey, she's been a big part, and I wouldn't be here without her.
You mentioned dedication. Is your dedication to your craft tied to adversity?
I guess you could say that, but, you know, I'm just a dedicated overall person. But, of course, when a person doubts me, you know, it kicks me in overdrive, and I'm already a hardworking person, so, you know, it makes me work a little bit harder, but I'm always dedicated. I understand, you know, my standard for myself. I understand how my family looks at me. I understand what I have to show them. Like I said, I got two nephews. I got three women that I have to take care of. And, you know, that's on my mind. And, you know, their support and what they do for me means a lot. And I just, you know, appreciate them.
I've read about some of the adversity that you faced and overcome. What stands out at the top of that list?
One story everybody or no one really knows is earlier in high school, I want to say my freshman, sophomore year, I was in, like, smaller classrooms. And I guess, you know, people want to call it, you know, special ed because, you know, I had dyslexia, you know, disabilities. And, you know, I went through this whole phase of, you know, testing to get me back in, quote unquote, general education. And it was me, my mom, and, you know, a staff of teachers that I guess that helped me went through the test. And I guess because I didn't hit a number or a certain score, I had to stay, you know, in those small classes. And after that, I was also told that I could never go to a big university. You know, think community. And mind you, I'm playing football now too. So, you know, I'm starting to get little offers and I'm like, community? Y'all not even going to allow me to push to be the best I could be? So, you know, God willing, things happen. I end up going to a Catholic school, Paramus Catholic. And there's no small classes there. So, you know, you're in the quote-unquote general education and out of 3.9. So it's like when people tell you you can't do things, and I went to Michigan. And like my man said before the podcast, academic, all Big Ten, two times. So it's just, you know, when people tell you can't do things, don't listen to them. As long as you believe in yourself, you have a strong support group, you can do anything you want.
And you had to know at that point you've already been offered by Rutgers as you're having this conversation.
Absolutely. That's the exact offer that I had at that time. Yes.
You've even called dyslexia your superpower.
Mm-hmm. I feel like from that day that I found out, I was able to, you know, work on it, find tools to help me get better. And that was from, you know, me as a person from outside to going and being a student. So, you know, once I found out and I was able to, you know, get better and I seen myself getting better, it's not something to, you know, look down at. It's something to smile about, and it makes you different. It's always good to be different. And, you know, everybody that has dyslexia has different abilities that they can excel in. They just got to find out what their abilities are.
You've taken that mentality and paid it forward, even visiting with kids that have dyslexia. What stands out from those visits?
Just how, you know, I'm able to touch the kids and, you know, let them know that, you know, yeah, I'm a quote-unquote NFL player, but I was just in this seat just by you, dealing with the same problems that you was dealing with. And, you know, I'm just a prime example. When you believe in yourself, you listen to your parents, and you have a good structure, a good system around you, that you could do whatever and blossom into whatever you want to be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
Say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
People know you, the player, and they're getting to know you, the person. Your high school and college teammate, Michael Dwumfor, describes you as a big teddy bear. Is he right?
Where are you getting this information from? This is crazy. Wow, that's like my long, 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 long childhood friend. But I could be a teddy bear for the right ones, man, for my family members, my loved ones, friends, for sure.
What does Rashawn the teddy bear look like?
Quiet, smiling, goofy all the time, jokeful, and just, you know, very loving and caring.
And what's one thing you've learned about yourself as you transition from college to present day?
I'm a strong person. I'm a strong person, and I'm able to get through a lot.
We've seen the stoic, focused, lasered in Rashawn Gary on game days, right? You've got the face paint and the cross right under your cheeks here.
Yeah.
When you talk about that soft, humorous guy, who gets to see that?
My mom, my sister, my girlfriend, my two nephews, my family members, you know, my friends. Outside of that, it's business. You know, stepping outside, God productive myself a certain way. So, you know, when I'm home, you know, off season, I'm kicking it back with my family and friends. That's me.
What do you like to do when you get that downtime?
I'm a big foodie. So, you know, try to find different areas to eat, you know, try different foods like this off season. I tried sushi for the first time, and, you know, I don't want to say fell in love with it, but, you know, I'm gonna try it again. And then outside of that, try to catch movies. Movies is going out of whack now. I guess no one loves going to a movie theater nowadays. And then going for hikes, man, that's something that I picked up that me and my girlfriend love to do, is just go for hikes, clear your mind, and, you know, talk about your day, and it's kind of like a reset and going into the night.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
And looking ahead, you've got an incredible support system, it sounds like, off the field. What are your goals off the field?
Just to, you know, be a great man, man. And that's just me personally, you know, finding myself as a man, finding my peace, watching my family be happy, man. That's number one, you know, going home, seeing my mom, seeing my sister, seeing my nephews, and, you know, just seeing their smiles on their face, seeing how they enjoying living life just gives me more motivation, man. And just enjoying what I do.
It seems to bring you happiness. I'm watching you describe that and your family smiling and you're smiling.
Yeah, yeah. It means a lot, man, for everybody that played this game, everybody that, you know, I'm from New Jersey, everybody that knows where Jersey's from, y'all know how, you know, we brought up, y'all understand how we grew up, so, you know, just being able to be in this position, I'm blessed, man, and highly favored, and every time I'm able to just, you know, reminisce and be thankful of, you know, telling my mom you don't gotta work no more, you know, telling my sister them things, telling my, you know, my nephews you don't gotta, you know, focus on this, I could go home and we could go shopping. Don't got to worry about certain things. So it's just like, you know, when you grow up and you have respect for that and, you know, you see where, you know, your path took you and, you know, where, you know, you hear by God and, you know, your higher powers, it's unbelievable. So you got no choice but to be emotional.
You mentioned making your mom happy, and you've also said that you'll never be able to give her enough from what she gave to you. What would you like to say to her?
I can't say enough. I really can't say enough. My mom's my everything. When I didn't see the light, she seen it for me. When I was down, she ain't let me be down. Like, so my mom, I just want to thank you for being my mom, being my dad, being a friend, being loyal, and just for your genuine love and care for me. I appreciate it. I love you, and I see you in a couple of days.
That's a beautiful way to close. Rashawn, thank you so much for sharing your time as well as your heart with us.
Oh, yeah. No problem, man. No problem. Appreciate you.
And thank you for listening to Packers POV. To learn more about what Rashawn is doing off the field, visit madebydyslexia.org. Take care and see you next time.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.